This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the U.S. are now facing the end of their permission to stay, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Germany say 8 people were killed when a shooter opened fire at a Jehovah's Witness hall in Hamburg. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Emergency vehicles rushed to the scene Thursday evening of a 3-story building next to an auto repair shop a few miles from downtown Hamburg. Police believe the shooter is among the 8 dead. They're not sure how many people were wounded. A student who lives nearby says there were around 4 periods of shooting. She says she looked out her window and saw a person running from the ground floor to the second floor of the building. A U.S.-based spokesman for Jehovah's Witnesses says in an emailed statement that members worldwide.
This is VOA News. Fukushima's water release stokes fresh fears for fishermen years after Japan's 2011 nuclear disaster. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The water was used to cool the reactors down after a tsunami crashed into the plant, setting off explosions and meltdowns. Now, Tokyo Electric Power Co., or TEPCO, which runs the power station, wants to start releasing the water into the sea, potentially as early as this spring. TEPCO and the government say it is safe, but it does contain traces of tritium, an isotope considered relatively harmless. Local fishermen aren't happy about that. They fear it could still affect the reputation of their industry, which is only just recovering from the disaster.
Reuters correspondent for Flora Bradley Watson. A so-called atmospheric river storm pushes into California, bringing flood concerns to the western U.S. state. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In the California mountains, even residents who enjoy the snow have just about had it.
We keep digging out.
Lindsay Baker is a public information officer for South Lake Tahoe.
People who have been here for a very long time have said this is more snow than they've ever seen.
Forecasters are warning of the threat of flooding as a river of moisture streaming from the Pacific dumped a combination of heavy rain and snow on central and northern California. This year's massive snowpack can absorb some of the precipitation, but elevations below 400 feet will see melting and runoff. The California Department of Water Resources activated its Flood Operations Center and urged residents to be prepared because creeks and rivers can rise quickly. Audio courtesy KGO. I'm Jennifer King.
In the east and Horn of Africa, a harrowing drought in the south of the continent on the same eastern coast, a deluge. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Meteorologists told the Associated Press the uneven and devastating water distribution across Africa's eastern states is caused by natural weather systems and exacerbated by human-made climate change, with cyclones sucking up water that would otherwise be destined for nations further north. They say both natural weather cycles and human-caused climate change are to blame. Meanwhile, local communities are suffering from the disastrous effects of extreme weather. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency said on Friday it was greatly alarmed by clashes between government forces and armed groups in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that had caused hundreds of thousands to flee. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, a spokesman said the violence had prompted nearly 300,000 people to flee across DRC's North Kivu province in February. I'm Joe Ramsey.